This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The Environmental Protection Agency has relaxed environmental standards during the coronavirus pandemic. Agency says it's suspending civil penalties because potential worker shortages have shown up, the social distancing mandates, and travel restrictions. The EPA says it's temporary, but they haven't yet set an end date. Vince Winkle from WHQR joins us now to talk about what this means for North Carolina. Vince, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Frank.
What does the EPA announcement mean for companies in North Carolina? I'm thinking, of course, of Chemours in the Cape Fear region.
Yeah, so the idea is that it's going to let power plants, factories, and other facilities determine for themselves if they're able to meet legal requirements on reporting air and water pollution. So in essence, they're policing themselves, the EPA is. And of course, that's got a lot of people rolling their eyes between Fayetteville, along the Cape Fear River, all the way to Wilmington, because Chemours used to police themselves, and it didn't turn out so well.
Well, I gave us a sketch, I guess, some of the reasons the EPA is giving. Can you give us any more detail? Why is the EPA saying it's doing this now when we're already facing a health threat?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I know the reasoning that they're using, but let's call it what it is. The EPA has been, you know, relaxing a lot of things for the last 2 or 3 years under the current administration. Of course, on the flip side, I spoke with the state's Department of Environmental Quality again this morning, and they are vowing to continue to enforce the state rules and the regulations under DEQ's authority, which are, you know, very similar to the regulations that were under the EPA. So the DEQ is saying that they're going to continue to regulate all these entities and ensure that they remain in compliance.
Now, obviously, the state DEQ is facing the same issues that the Environmental Protection Agency says caused it to withdraw its enforcement, that is, potential worker shortages, social distancing, and travel restrictions. So if the DEQ is going to keep these restrictions in place and continue to enforce them, what would that enforcement look like?
A lot of phone calls and emails. No one's going to be, very few people are going to be out doing any actual water testing in the foreseeable future. So it's part the honor system, which has never worked very well, and then just DEQ staff that are working from home, just checking in with the different companies that they need to keep an eye on.
All right, and what kind of gap is there? We said the federal EPA obviously is pulling back. State EPA, state DEQ says we're going to keep our rules in place. Is there a gap then?
It's the state rules are actually appear to be a little more strict from everything that I've been reading than the EPA rules. So in theory, it should be business as usual.
All right. Give us a picture of what's going on in the Cape Fear region in terms of coping with COVID-19. And I guess going forward, thinking about this pandemic's toll on tourism in the summer.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of people wearing masks. The actual numbers in the Cape Fear region seem relatively low. Here in New Hanover County, which is where Wilmington is, there are 51 positive cases, 26 in Brunswick County, where there's also the first death in the region associated with COVID-19. And then in Pender County, there are 2 cases. It's really no secret that a lot of businesses are not going to open when this is all said and done. When you look at restaurants, there is such a thin margin there. And even in a great season, restaurants close all the time. With the tourist season, a big question mark. A lot of business owners, whether it's the hotels, the restaurants, the bars, the clubs, the mom-and-pop retail shops, they're all busy applying for state aid and federal aid and hoping that this ends sooner rather than later.
All right, Vince Winkle, a reporter for WHQR in Wilmington. Thank you, Vince.
Stay healthy, Frank.